When we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we're acknowledging something about Allah. That every one of His qualities, everything that He does, is something that's unique to Him. It cannot be confused with anyone else. The way Allah shows mercy, the way Allah guides, the way Allah provides, the way Allah plans, the way Allah does anything that He does is unique to Him. It cannot be compared. That is His unique mark. That's the first thing. But the second thing also is that everything Allah does, whether you understand it and I understand it or not, has beauty in it. Everything Allah does has beauty in it. And that's just inside when we just invoke the name Ism. But now let's take this a step further. When we say, in the name of Allah, instead of just saying, you're just mentioning Allah, just calling on Allah, but actually invoking the name of Allah, and actually by invoking the name, the uniqueness of Allah, and the beauty of all of the qualities of Allah, we're actually, what, like Imam Al-Alusi rahimahullah commented, Al-Ba'u lil-isti'ana, that you're asking Allah's help. When you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you're actually asking Allah's help. But human beings need different kinds of help. When you're sick, you need someone to cure you. When you're tired, you need someone to help you. You know, when you're confused, you need someone to clarify for you. When you don't know, you need someone to educate you. When you're lost, you need someone to guide you. It's not one kind of help. If you're hungry, you don't need to be educated right now, you need to be fed. It's a different kind of help. So when you ask Allah for help, then at a different occasion, you need a different kind of help. And of course, every one of Allah's names provides a different kind of help. When Allah calls Himself Al-Hadi, the one who guides, then of course the help He will give us, that He'll guide us. When He calls Himself the Provider, Ar-Razaq, Ar-Raziq and Ar-Razaq, the one who provides over and over again, then obviously, He's in that name, He's going to be giving me provision. When He calls Himself Dhul Quwwatil Mateen, the one who has extended might, extended power, then I need strength, I'm weak, and I'm going to call on Allah's power to grant me some of that power myself, so I can accomplish what I need to do. So every one of Allah's names gives us a different kind of help. But when I wake up in the morning, and I'm just getting out of bed, and out of my mouth comes Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, just like that, I just say, I don't think about which name do I need right now. Do I need Allah to give me the strength to get up? Do I need Allah to guide me this morning? Do I need Allah to help me plan my day? Do I need Allah to provide me halal rizq? Do I need Allah to provide me peace in my family and security? Which name of Allah should I call on? And it is the gift of Allah that by using just the word ism, it is all of the names of Allah, all of the unique qualities of Allah, all of the beautiful things about Allah that you included just inside the word ism, whether you thought of all of those names or not. This is the mercy of Allah. I could not have thought of all of the things that I need from Him. Because I don't need one thing, I need too many things. I'm in too much need. And so I can't even think of all of those names. وَلِلَّهِ أَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا, He says. For Allah, they're the most beautiful names. Call Him by all of those beautiful names. But how many people are going to learn all the names of Allah? Not everybody will know all the names of Allah, but we need all of them. So Allah gave us a gift. When we say Bismillah, just Bismillah, we've already called upon all of Allah's names. The one you will ever learn, and the one you will never learn, all of them have been included. SubhanAllah. And that's a gift of Allah Azza wa Jal when we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now, the second thing on this point, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Sometimes to appreciate what Allah does for you and me, because what He does is unique. Sometimes it's healthy to make a comparison how we deal with each other. There's a father, or a mother even, and she pours her love out on her child. She takes care of this child even before the child is born. This kid is inside her stomach, causing her pain, destroying her body from within, and all she does is make dua for him. When will you ever find another human being? All you do is cause them pain. Every day goes by, the womb gets heavier and heavier. Now she's throwing up even more and more and more. Food starts tasting like paper. She can't even sit down straight. Her back hurts all the time. She's even hurting when she's sleeping. She has to she's worried about her health, and she's hungry all the time because the baby takes all the food. And it doesn't even taste good for her to eat. This creature causes her pain upon pain upon pain. وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنًا كَمَا يَقُولُ الْقُرْآنِ SubhanAllah. Weakness on top of weakness, burden on top of burden. And yet all she does is her love keeps increasing. Her love doesn't go down, it keeps increasing. It doesn't say, enough already, child. I had enough, I've been dealing with you for 6 months, there's 3 more months to go. She doesn't do that. Her du'as start increasing. She comes to the imam and says, which surah can I recite so my baby can hear it? You know? And then the baby comes out and almost kills her. Almost kills her. She bleeds almost to death. And instead of, when will you ever have someone that bleeds you, that almost kills you, and the first thing you want to do is take care of them and hug them and feed them? That's your mother. That's what she does. And that's just what she did at birth. What the love that she's given you, the support that she's given you, even when you're an adult, so many of you, there's no one you can talk to and you'll talk to your mother. There's no one who will understand you, your mother will understand you. There's no one who will feel your pain, your mother will feel your pain. That's not just when we were babies, even when you're 50 years old, it doesn't matter. And that mother, somebody goes to her, the son goes to her and says, "Mom, you're so great. You make such good roti. Please help me." And the mother's thinking, "That's all I'm good for? I've done nothing else for you but make roti? That's the one thing that came in your mind? All the other sacrifices I made? I took, you know, 5 different trains and 3 different buses to get a job so you can go to college, and all you can thank me is you made roti the other day? That's all that came in your mind? How ungrateful are you?" She doesn't say it, but she feels it. He doesn't say it. She still loves you. But you know, you and I, no matter how hard we try, we can never acknowledge the goodness of our mother. We can't do it. If we were to call on Allah with one name, imagine you called on Allah, "Ya Razzaq, Bismar Razzaq." You know, I just call on Allah the name of Razzaq. That's it. You know, then Allah is, you're only appreciating what about Allah that He provided for you. But you didn't appreciate that He guides you. You didn't appreciate that He protects you. You didn't appreciate that He, you know, He secures you and gives you good people in your life. You didn't appreciate that He gives you knowledge. He didn't appreciate that He made you Muslim. That He gave you your health. That He gave you your job. You didn't appreciate any of those things. You just reduced everything about Allah to one of the things He does. One of them. And Allah kept us from reducing Allah Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that's offensive. We wouldn't even know. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. He taught you what you couldn't have even known. We would have even been praising Allah and it would have been offensive, because it's just not enough. So He gave us Bismillah. He gave us this phrase. And now when you call on that phrase, the believer is supposed to become filled with gratitude. We're supposed to be overwhelmed at how much and how many ways Allah helps us. And how many ways Allah provides us. There are no other relationships like this one. You know, I go to my teacher for knowledge. You know, I go to my parents for support. And when I'm young, for provision. You know, I go to my spouse for emotional support and love. I go to different people for different things. But to Allah, you go to Him for all things. You go to Him for everything. There's not one thing that is missing when you and I turn to Allah. Now, there's a lot to talk about, like I said, but I will finish on time. I respect the fact that a lot of you have to get back to work and have other responsibilities. I have about 5 minutes left, so a few things I'll try and squeeze in about this beautiful phrase. The two names of Allah, all of His names that He could have included, you know, because He has the best of all names. But the two descriptions that He wanted us to know every time we do something, every time we call on all of His qualities, of them, two of them should come to the front of our mind. Meaning two of His qualities overshadow everything else. When you think of everything else about Allah, it is under these two. And those are Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. What incredible two names. Ar-Rahman simply means three things. It means that Allah's love and mercy and care is extreme. Mubalagha means it's beyond what you can imagine. It also means, so it's extreme, that's the first thing. The second thing is that it's immediate. The second thing is that it's immediate, which means you don't have to wait for it. It's happening right now. And the third of the meanings of when you use fa'lan, that's the scary one, it's actually not permanent. It's extreme, it's immediate, but it's not necessarily permanent. When you say, for example, in Arabic, atshan, atshan means thirsty. Thirst is not permanent. When you say jaw'an, jaw'an is extremely hungry. It's extreme, it's immediate, but it's not permanent. When you say ghadban, extremely angry, it's not permanent. Well, for some people it is, but yeah, for most people it's not permanent. You know? But the beauty of the Arabic language and the beauty of how Allah chose to describe Himself, this is a kind of mubalagha. Even if it's temporary, it doesn't go away on its own. If you're thirsty, the thirst will not go away on its own until you use water. If you're hungry, hunger will not go away on its own until you eat food. If Allah is Ar-Rahman, if Allah is excessively loving, excessively caring, excessively merciful, that extreme love, mercy, and care will not go away ever until you remove it. Until you don't want it. Allah will never take it away. People don't want it sometimes. Rasulullah ﷺ one time told the Sahaba, strangest thing, the Sahaba are sitting there, and he looks at them and he says, كُلُّكُمْ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. He said, all of you are going to Jannah, except the one who refused. And even the Sahaba asked the same question that came in my head. وَمَنْ يَأْبَى مِنَّا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Who's gonna refuse? Why would we refuse to go to Jannah? He says, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ أَبَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. Whoever obeyed me, whoever came to me, because he's the بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ, he's the merciful messenger of Allah. Whoever came to me in obedience wanted to go to Jannah. Whoever forgot about me, disregarded me, he didn't want to go. You and I can remove ourselves from Allah's mercy. Allah will not close the door. We close the door. And sometimes you close the door for many years. Sometimes you close the door for many, many years. And then you open it. And when you open it, Allah doesn't say, why did you close it? Get lost. I don't want you anymore. He doesn't do that. The door remains open. The doors of Allah's mercy and His care and His love remain open. The last of these names is Ar-Rahim. And as I leave you with Ar-Rahim, two things I want to share with you. Ar-Rahim actually fills the void of Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim is a sifa mushabbaha, they say in Arabic, something that is permanent. So don't you worry. Allah will take care of you right now, immediately. And if you're worried about tomorrow, He'll take care of you tomorrow too. You know, it's human nature. If you're really hungry, and your wife says to you, what do you want to eat next week? You say, forget it, woman. What do we have right now? I don't care about next week. I'm starving right now. Once you finish eating, and your stomach is full, then you say, so what are you saying about next week? You don't think about the future if you have a problem in the present. Once your present problem is solved, then you start thinking about the future. If you haven't paid the bill yet, then you're only thinking about the bill right now. The moment you pay the bill, you start thinking, what am I going to pay next month's bill? You think about the future. What did Allah do? Allah took care of your immediate need when He said Ar-Rahman. And He took care of your future when He said Ar-Rahim. He took care of your future. Both of them. And in the right order. Because human beings, كَلَّا وَلْتُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةِ. You love to rush. You love the things that you need right now. You're obsessed with them. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ. Doesn't he know who he created? He gave me Ar-Rahman first, then he gave me Ar-Rahim. And so I leave you with the last of these many treasures of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is what they call in Arabic shibhu jumla. إِنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ jumla. It's not a sentence. It's actually what's called in English grammar, a fragment. Okay, it's a piece of a sentence. For example, if I say in the car is not a sentence. If I say there's a person in the car, no, that's a sentence. In the car, there are a lot of people. That's a sentence. But if you just say in the car, it's not a sentence. When you just say in Allah's name, that's not a sentence. That's an incomplete thought. There's no مبتدا, there's no خبر, there's actually a متعلق, it's just a جار مجرور, the Arabic students will know. There's no فعل. Some grammarians, when the مفسرون studied this ayah, they said, wow, this is incomplete. How do you complete it? There must be a fill in the blank. So they say, it must mean أبدأ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أو أبتدئ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I begin with the name of Allah. You might have seen some English translations that say, I begin with the name of Allah. Even though the words I begin are not there. They're just not there. So the question is, why aren't they there? And that's what I hope to share with you now. Allah Azza wa Jal in His wisdom, the one who عَلَّمَنَا الْبَيَانِ, right? He taught us how to speak. He knows how to speak. When He wants to make a full sentence, He will make a full sentence. When He wants to give you half a sentence, He will give you half a sentence. We don't judge Allah's speech by our standards. Our speech is judged by Allah's standards. He's the one who taught us how to speak. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave us an incomplete statement on purpose. Because what you do next completes it. In the name of Allah, I eat. In the name of Allah, I get out of bed. In the name of Allah, I wash my face. In the name of Allah, I get in my car. Everything you do is actually completing Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is as though this beautiful gift of Allah was waiting to complete everything you do. It's the other way too. And now you know what you understand? There's lazim and malzum. If you do anything without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it's incomplete. This was a part of it. This is a part of the equation. It had to be. In small things and big things. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن الحكيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر.
tired of all these annoying ads on YouTube? Are you worried that a haram video might pop up? Well, the One Islam TV app is here to solve these problems, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is 100% free of any ads and is safe to browse for your peace of mind. Watch or listen to lectures and lessons while you work, rest, or drive with your device switched off. Watch videos on demand or download videos and watch offline. Watch hundreds of high-quality produced Islamic reminders, Quran learning videos, stories of the prophets, and so much more. 2 to 4 new videos uploaded daily, inshallah. One Islam TV is 100% run and owned by Muslims, which means a small amount you pay for your subscription is a sadaqah jariyah, continuous charity for you, as we use the funds raised to continue producing more beneficial videos and reminders, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is now available on Apple devices, Apple TV, Android devices, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku. So you can watch on most devices and smart TVs. Download now for a free 7-day trial. May Allah reward you for supporting our work.